When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests stood, and to carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." Amen.
Morning. The readings from Philippians chapter 1, starting at verse 1 to verse 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving and prayer. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have in my heart, for whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen.
Traveled widely and had established many churches, and it's evident from his letters how important the people in these churches were to him. We find some of them singled out in some of the letters and called by name. And he always says that he is praying for all the people in the churches and thinking of them with great affection. In the passage that we read from Philippians, Paul says that he thanks God every time he remembers them and always prays for them with joy, because of their partnership in the gospel. And when I think of the many, many years I have been a part of Chalmers Ardler Church, it is that partnership in the gospel for which I am so grateful. I think of so many people with whom I have shared that partnership in the gospel, including many people who have gone on to be with Jesus in glory. And I am so grateful for all the people that God has given me here over the years. and of all these people. One who is particularly special to me is Evelyn, and Evelyn is going to come and join me on the sofas now. Evelyn, when did you first come to Chalmers Ardler?
Well, I actually came from the old church, Chalmers Church on Hunter Street. Sorry.
Don't trip over.
I joined Chalmers Church in Hunter Street in 1957, and then I came to Ardler in 1968.
And what was it like in the old days?
In the old days, we were very, very, very traditional. We wore hats. We wouldn't have come into the church without a hat on. And the children sat beside us and never moved. That's what it was like.
But it wasn't like that when the Reverend Jim Powery came, was it? Because traditional doesn't seem to me to describe those days.
No, it's an adventure following Jesus. And it certainly was an adventure following Jim. some of the things that we were involved in, we were involved in loads of things. My first involvement was in the playgroup with Rhoda and Anne Lawrence. And it was a marvellous time. And then we went on to into the Sunday school, and Gordon played the piano for me, and he was only 14. And then we had with the Good News Club, and Irene led the Good News Club with Gail, Catherine, and myself, and we had marvellous times here, really fun times. Then we had the Alpha course later on, and I was really encouraged by the Alpha course because you learn so much there. You think you know a lot until you go to something like the Alpha course and you think, that's marvellous. So that was a real privilege. We also went round the houses in these days with a gift for everybody, you know, so, and then we went round an evangelism group as well. So that was what we did. That was my involvement, you know, more or less.
And in the very early days of Jim Powdy's time, there were the WEC missions. Do you want to say a wee thing about them?
That's right, yeah. Well, to begin with, when the WEC mission came, things changed. You know, we were encouraged to go places. And Jim was a great one at going places. We went to conferences. We met John Wimber. And we met David, Watson. And other, he opened our horizons to so many different things, and I thought that was marvellous. We went up to, there was quite a few people left from the church here to go into ministry themselves. So we travelled to Airdrie, to Aberdeen, to Ireland, we went everywhere.
We went to Orkney.
We went to Orkney,
I've got that down here. Up one day and back the next.
Yes, that's right. We did. We never stood still for a second.
So busy times. And the healing ministry?
Yes, we're involved in the healing ministry. That was started by Jim, and where we prayed for people after the service, and then we would go and visit people in their home. And that was a tremendous privilege for us who were involved in it.
So what do you want to say thank you to God for all your years in Chalmers Ardor? You've been here even longer than I have, which is quite an achievement.
Well, I've been here forever. I find this really quite difficult to say what I was thankful for. There's so much that I'm thankful to God for. The first thing I would like to say that I'm thankful for being introduced to Jesus as a personal saviour. I was brought up to say my prayers and everything, but we always just prayed to God, and I always skipped Jesus. So it was marvellous, and I can remember it as if it was yesterday, standing over there and when Jim was preaching and inviting us to give our lives to Jesus, and that was marvellous. And for the care and the love, wait a minute, by the people of God here, over the years, the good times, the difficult times, You were always here for we were always here for one another, with Jim and Kenny, Margaret Wilkie and Janie Martin, and many more folk. Even, you know, we're so blessed to, just now with Jim and Catherine and Alistair. And for reminding us that God never changes, is the same yesterday, today and forever. And so we can look forward to the future, because it is an adventure following Jesus.
Thank you so much, Evelyn, for sharing your thanks with us.
But to mumble.
You have. Stuart, you kind of grew up in Chalmers Elder Church. What was that like?
So I came here just as kind of Kenny had come along, and there was young people in, and I'd been up in the Baptist church. And when I came here, Chalmers is a way of life, is kind of the thing. It's not it's not a Sunday morning church. So it was Sunday morning and Sunday evenings and Good News Club and music group practices and Kayleys and quizzes. Holidays were centred around going to Keswick with, I was quite fortunate in that, although Mr. Powery, I can't call him Jim. The last time I saw him, he said, call me Jim. And I thought, no, Mr. Powery, I can't. And so, although Mr. Powery wasn't here anymore, I still got to know him really quite well through other things. So I feel like I got the best of both worlds, having Kenny here as our minister, but knowing Mr. Powery from Keswick and hill walking and various things. And so summer holidays were just as much about church as it was about a holiday. Chalmers was a way of life, I think.
I absolutely love that. I will remember that. Chalmers Ardler is a way of life. Yeah. That's great.
And and nowadays with the kind of the youth club and the Welcome Project, it still is. There's still stuff happening. It's not just a Sunday morning here. Yeah.
So anything particular of all that that's been important to you over the years?
The people. I'll tell and I'll get back to that bit. But when Saul was born, Saul was in hospital for a few weeks. I remember we got home from the hospital with him and we're sat in the living room. And I came in from church one Sunday and I'd been given cards. And so I went and tried to find somewhere to put them in the room. And the mantelpiece had been taken up and the windowsill had been taken up. And so we had these little boxes. So I started putting them up there. And Emma came in the room. And Emma isn't here with us this morning, but she hadn't grown up in the church. And so she came in, she looked around the room and went, Stuart, like, where are we putting all these cards? And I said, I don't know. And she went, it's not normal. I said, what do you mean it's not normal? And she went, people don't give people this many cards, these many greetings. And to me it was, because for Gran's birthday or a celebration or you would always go in. There was always cards from people in the church. People would just, I stayed at Gran's a lot, people would just knock on the door to say hello and hand in a card on a Saturday afternoon. That was normal to me, that people would be there for you. And Evelyn was talking about the healing ministry. I remember if I stayed at Gran's, it didn't matter if it was 3 in the afternoon or 11 o'clock at night, the phone could ring and it was the healing team asking for prayer for someone. And that, to me, that was just normal, that people would phone and ask for prayer. Yeah.
You've maybe answered this question already, but what particularly do you want to give thanks to God for?
So, yeah, for the people, but also for getting the truth of the gospel. So I've been fortunate to be able to play music here a lot. But you get asked to go other places. And so I've played at quite a few churches and been on holiday, and you go to different churches. And not all churches are the same. And whether it's been Mr. Powery, whether it's with Kenny, or yourself, or Jim, or Alistair, we've always been fortunate, I think, that we get the truth of the gospel and the truth of what Jesus is to us, who he is, and the truth about the Christian life, that it's never a sort of rose-tinted glasses gospel that we get here. We get the truth that it's hard. And it means when life is hard that your faith is real, that it's not, it doesn't disappear, because we hear the truth here every week, I think.
Stuart, thank you for sharing with us. Elma, when did you first come to Chalmers Ardler?
Well, before I answer that question, when you asked me if I would speak, I thought I had the perfect answer. That was, I couldn't get up the steps. But
you didn't go off
daunted,
with that, did you?
Nothing daunted. You said, right, we'll bring the microphone down to you, so what can I do?
Yep.
Right, questions.
When did you first come to Chalmers Ardler?
Well,
what brought you here?
We came in, first of all, we came to Chalmers Ardler in 1988, first. But we didn't join for years. We first heard Jim Powery speak at a conference, a sort of thing, a Saturday afternoon thing in a Broughty Ferry church. Don't know why we went. It was on the healing ministry. I think my husband was interested in it. And it was a speaker from the West who was very boring, very long. It was a hot afternoon. And I wished I was anywhere else but there. But then Jim had introduced the speaker, and he spoke, Jim spoke a little at the end. And Jim, he impressed us. There was something about, oh, just the way he spoke, the way he spoke to us at the end, we were introduced to him, and thought, liked him. So basically it was Jim, but the people who had invited us to go along to this meeting had been coming to Chalmers Ardler off and on in an evening, and to the celebration. And they said to us, well, if you like Jim, why don't you come along? So we came along to an evening service, and we were really, well, a bit gobsmacked, actually. The singing was, well, you hear it today, still the same. Singing was great. People sang as though they meant it, as though they enjoyed it. It wasn't a chore. And we started coming to the celebrations. Now, they were held on the first Wednesday of each month at that time. And it was a time of prayer, time of sharing for needs, time of prayer, and then a time of eating. And the eating, people baked, and I suppose most of you can remember Anne Lawrence's apple pies.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You had to get out of the meeting quickly into the small hall to get a bit of the apple pie because there was a queue for them. But people made sandwiches, they baked pancakes, and Janie used to bake pancakes in Jonesville. And for quite a few years, that was all we did. We just went to our own church in the ferry. We'd been in the ferry for 20 years, hadn't even heard of Chalmers Ardler until that time. And we would go there in the morning, and we would, because we were involved there. And but we used to come here, maybe a couple of evening services, and always the celebration on the Wednesday. And that went on for years. And then our circumstances changed a bit, and we began to think maybe we could move to Chalmers Ardler. So I think it was about 1996 when we actually moved officially. And I think that was just about 6 months before Jim retired. But Jim said to us when we told him that we were moving, he said, now, I'm retiring. I said, yes, we will miss your ministry, but it's not just you that we've come, it's the whole church. The things that we really, it was just people seemed to enjoy coming. I better look at my notes here.
But once you came, we made you get involved, didn't we? Because you played the organ for us. Well, we used to have an organ up there. Those of you who are new, there was in the old days an organ gallery up there with an organ. Mm-hmm. And our organist left, and we made you play the organ.
I can't remember exactly when that was. But I think that Alan Ramage, who'd been the organist for years, I think it was when you refurbished the church that he decided to leave. I'm not sure, he didn't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But he left, there was an appeal for somebody to play the organ, and foolishly I mentioned to Janie that I had once played a pipe organ in my youth and had had a few lessons in the church before I was married. So
that was it.
That was it. But in those days, as you say, the organ was up there, with a grand piano down here, and some of them were beginning to sing new songs. And the new songs sounded much better on the piano than on the organ. So
you were running from upstairs, from playing the organ,
quietly,
running down there.
Yes,
to play the piano.
The stairs were at this side. I don't know why they weren't. They changed.
Yeah,
we've
changed it all.
Yeah. All changed.
Blame Gordon.
And I used to kind of quietly come down when during a prayer and then go onto the piano.
Play the piano. So what are you most thankful to God for all your time in Chalmers Ardler?
The fellowship, the people. The worship, it's still as lively and as meaningful as ever, and just the welcome. It's always been a welcoming church. It's something that's really, and the prayer meeting, the prayer now, the fact that you can, if you're needing feel you need something, you can ask for prayer. And people will pray for you, and that's a very important thing. But yes, as I say, I think I've covered all that. The preaching as well. It's as Stuart said, it's about Jesus. About Jesus.
Thank you for sharing with us, Elma. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Muriel, come down from up there and come and join me on the sofa.
A bit like The Price is Right. Come on down.
Muriel, how long have you been coming to Chalmers Ardler?
Oh, well, I'm maybe going to give my age a wee here a bit, but like Evelyn, I was actually brought up in the old Chalmers Church, so was baptised there, was family there, and came up to Chalmers Ardler when we moved in 1968. And when we moved, I was 8 when we came here. So you can work that out.
So you've been here all your life?
I've been basically here all my life.
All your life, yeah. So what have you got involved in over the years as part of Chalmers?
Lots of stuff. I could go on for forever, and I had to...
You don't get to do that.
I know I don't. And when I was trying to think about all these the questions that you've given me, it was really hard to pinpoint stuff that I've been involved in. So I've been involved in lots during my time here in Chalmers Ardler. I've been a Sunday school teacher, I've helped in the creche, I've been involved in women's groups, youth activities, leading singing, even toured with a group that we had called the Young Ones. We toured around other churches and groups. We had a youth choir at one point. I was involved in that, and latterly, really, on a Sunday doing PowerPoint. Here I've been blessed that I think I have the skills to do that. But I think, you know, looking back on my time, my main involvement has been with Girls Brigade. Mm-hmm. Girls Brigade was a huge part of my life. I was brought up because my mum was part of the Gildry, and then when it became Girls Brigade. So, you know, I've been involved in that since, well, I was four when we started. Came through all the sections of Girls Brigade, became a leader, and enjoyed so many different activities, too many to mention, really. I think, you know, looking back on some of the stuff that Girls Brigade meant to me was, again, something everybody that's spoken so far has said is about the friendships, the fellowship that you know, we've made. For me, one of the biggest things, I think, in Girls Brigade was not just seeing young girls coming through like myself and enjoying their time, getting good groundings in life and actually becoming members of the church, but being part of Girls Brigade, I met some really good friends, and I was fortunate and still very fortunate to have friends who are now family, and we have very close relationships. So I'm really blessed for that. For the people who were in the church who were involved, like, you know, Joan Smith. We remember Joan, who taught us Scottish country dancing. We did loads of activities, and I think the other highlight of Girls Brigade was camp. When we went to camp, we went yearly to Guy, and we met people from other companies, which just so enhanced it, and we had some great times and great laughs. So I'm really grateful for Girls Brigade being in my life. It's given me so many happy memories.
And you mentioned family, and I know that the Cunningham family has always been a part of Chalmers Ardler. What do you think it's meant to your family to be part of this church?
Well, it has been a huge part of our life. As I say, we all came from the old Chalmers church, and so at that time it would have been the Barnett family, you know, because that was all my mum's side of the family, but also my dad's mum was part of Chalmers and Chalmers Ardler as well. So for, you know, family to be part of the church was just a huge, but, you know, it wasn't just, obviously, you know, speaking about, you know, family, my brothers were all part of the church as well at some point. And I think being part of it offered us a grounding in life, and also helped us become followers of the Lord, really. Being part of Chalmers helped nurture us for our future lives ahead. You know, even though, you know, well, there's only myself and Gordon of the brothers and sisters that still come to church. Mm-hmm. The other ones have had that grounding and did come to know God. So, being part and being able to bring my own children up in the family and the faith of Chalmers Ardler. But I can't speak about just myself and my brothers. I think, you know, I need to speak about the wider family, my aunties, who on a Sunday in here would sit in the same pews every week. And if you sat in their seat, I tell you, maybe you wouldn't have heard them, but we heard what they would say after the service if you'd sat in their seat. And they were all faithful members of the church and became involved in everything. They were really instrumental in the life of Chalmers Adler. Although maybe they wouldn't have been involved in, you know, a couple of them, my mum and my auntie was involved in Girls Brigade, but the other ones would be here faithfully every week. They would, if there was something on, they would be there supporting, whether it was, you know, a concert, Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade, they would be there. They would be front row, seats booked. They'd have their handbag or their coat on the seat to make sure they had a front row seat. So, to have family was a huge thing.
Your mum and your aunties were indeed a force to be reckoned
they
with.
They were a force to be reckoned
with. Yes. Wonderful women.
Yes, wonderful.
So you've already spoken about Girls Brigade. Anything else in particular, Muriel, that you want to give thanks to God for?
I think I've got to be thankful for being part of this church, for it brought me to faith. I think I was nurtured by coming to church with, you know, my mum and my aunties, and that brought me to faith. And I think I've also got to be thankful for Chalmers Adler, for the many friends that I've made through the years, and particularly for, if I hadn't been part of Chalmers Adler, I wouldn't have had two wonderful sister-in-laws as well, and I wouldn't have them by my side. I think I have to be thankful for the love, and I think this has been reiterated by everybody else, the care, the comfort and compassion that's shown by everybody here throughout any, all the good times, all the celebrations, and through the times that have not been so good, when we've had loss or illness in our life. So I'm really thankful that God's been with me and my family on this journey so far, from Chalmers to Chalmers Adler, and I just pray that He'll continue to be with us on the journey as we move to Craigowl and be that family.
Muriel, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
I sing again a song that's really appropriate to today, All the Way My Saviour Leads Me, and this has been chosen by Kay and Norma. The Red Sea had parted to let them escape from Egypt and Pharaoh's pursuing army, so the River Jordan had parted to let them across. And God said to Joshua that they were to take up 12 stones from the middle of the river and set them up. They were to be stones of remembrance. In the future, when their descendants asked, "What do these stones mean?" they would be told about what God had done. We've heard some people speak about what they are thankful for in Chalmers Adler Church, and now it's your turn. What are you thankful for? When you came in, Saul gave you a little bookmark, and there is space on the back to write your own thanks to God. And that would be a little remembrance of what God has done. Maybe you would keep the bookmark in your Bible or put it on a pegboard in your house. Time is running on, as I knew it would, but maybe you'd like to take a couple of minutes to chat to the person next to you about what Chalmers Adler has meant to you, or maybe just think quietly and write your thanks. I've got some pens, and maybe Gail and Louise would come and pass out pens if people need them. Somewhere I have pens. Get someone else to help you.
new name given.